Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Storytime, a presentation of La Cosa Nostra Radio to promote the storytelling talent of our family. These stories are unique and original pieces created by our members. Reproduction of these stories is prohibited. Some stories may contain adult content and may not be suited for younger audiences. To preserve artistic integrity, these stories have not been edited or censored. So please sit back and enjoy story time. To whom it may concern, we are all Gonzo. When I arrived, I felt terror well beyond the worst I had ever felt. The first lash flayed skin from muscle. I cowered and collapsed in a creamy river of sweat, piss, tears, blood, and shit. Because the dead have no control. Like a pathetic, quivering army of pox-laden cripples, spaced in between twisted visages of contempt, torment, terror. This truly is where pain was born. In my ineptitude, I commiserated, I endured, until I didn't. It wasn't even one of the tormentors. It was an old man who had fallen in my path. There he knelt in the cesspool and begged me for help. In that moment, I saw my own weakness, and I decided it was time to snuff out that weakness. The bones of his cheek shattered and instantly swelled under my heel. The purple contrast to his pale white skin is imprinted in my memory, and I imprinted my foot into his face. With each extension, I could see a mass gathering. Bits of gum and teeth, fleshy bits began to cling to me. His shaved bone sliced through my skin as I continued the battery. So there he lay, coughing and choking on bits of what used to be his lower jaw. In that moment, I had a horrible urge. I wanted him to choke on his own viscera for eternity. This is how my existence continued. I began to replace my pain with others. The splendor I felt with each bloody brow, each shattered ego, all the warmth on my skin I felt from their soft pink insides, it intoxicated me. I embraced it fully the first time I ate flesh. I cooked it over an open flame, but the effort began to outweigh the pleasure. I relegated myself to tearing chunks out of whomever I could lay my jagged bone splints on. It wasn't until I began to eviscerate a young boy one day that I stopped. My family was graced with a mark all men in the family carried. Three horizontally oriented freckles surrounded by a particular hue of red. I coughed and barked out my questions, and he answered. It was my brother who passed away before I was old enough to understand. When I saw him and what he had held on to, I saw what I had lost, my humanity. Thus it leads me here to the edge of the river Styx, Here I will redeem myself as the fire scorch and rend my flesh from blood and my blood from bone. I will endure because that's what humans do. I want to feel human again.